Okay, here we are back, hour three. Glad to have you along tonight. And we're going to connect up with our friend and colleague and mentor of many years, Mr. Maxwell himself, Jordan Maxwell, living in Southern California, but a citizen of the universe. In fact, more than just a citizen. How are you, my friend?
Well, great to be back with you, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's incredible times we're living in. Just thinking about how much you contributed to the world to help people to awaken. We were both on the same page a long time ago. It's been very difficult.
Yeah.
But we're still here. Still yep. plugging along.
Yep, we are indeed. We'll keep at it until.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed at how many people are still sound asleep. But, you know, I've come to the conclusion that the people who are asleep today want to be. They are purposely do not want to look at or to know about. And so, you know, when I was quite young, when I first came here to California back in 1959, I may have told you this before, but I joined the German-American Friendship Club. And we used to have big parties once a month. And I would sit and talk for hours with all the old German families. And I really enjoyed the music and all the associations.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was fun. It was a mm-hmm. whole fun thing to do. But I
yep.
would sit because being 19, I realized that I could get away with saying things to the older people because of my age. So I would ask them... things like, why? How is it that you didn't know what Adolf Hitler was all about? Or didn't know what was going on in Germany? And they would always tell me the same thing. They didn't know. They just didn't know. They weren't aware. And, of course, they were citizens of the country, and they had to do what their government said to do.
And that's absolutely,
supportive of the government.
Absolutely true. They didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and so... But then I began to realize as I grew older that I know now what the answer was to my question. The people did not want to know. They chose not to know.
Correct.
There are none so blind as those who choose not to see.
Not to see. And they didn't know because that's what they wanted.
That's right. They did not wish to know.
And look what we're doing to humanity in Iraq. In Afghanistan, we've killed 2 to 3 million Iraqis. These are human beings. Every human life is equal in worth, in my view. I'm an equal opportunity mourner. We have killed 2 to 3 million in Afghanistan. And the overall American dead from both of those wars, if you can call a slaughter a war, although the Afghanis are actually winning, we could have lost between... 50 to 75,000, 100,000 dead easily and not know it. Over 10 years, over 15 years. The
yep.
lies are endless. They stream like Niagara Falls out of the halls of Congress, out of the executive branch, out of the courts. It's despicable.
It is. It is. And it's amazing how the country is just quiet and goes along to get along no matter what, what is happening in government, it's all in your face, but for some reason, it's been perfected.
Well, you know what you said, Jordan, about people are still snoring. Unfortunately,
yeah.
as the population increases and the stranglehold of the media over the masses increases, the noise of the snoring is becoming louder.
Well, I know, and... There's a lot of good people who realize that we are in serious trouble, but they don't. And I get so many emails and phone calls. You'd be surprised how many emails a day I get from all over the world. People are saying, why is it that if people around me are totally numb to everything? They're not listening to anything. So it's a problem that's all over the world. It's a human problem. But, you know, when I was growing up, there was always bullies. In school, and even in junior high, we had problems with bullies. High school, well, that was a part of the human race, because power corrupts, And this is exactly what's going on in America and around the world. If you've got the guns and you're the big guy on the block, then you can bully anybody. You go in and do anything you want, and everyone that's not prepared to stand up to you is cowers under you. Well, that's that seems to be the mentality that goes through the human race.
Oh, it's primal. And now geopolitically, Israel is the big punk on the block, even though he's 5'1". He's got thermonuclear weapons. He's been engaged in thermonuclear blackmail for decades. We know that now. It's been confirmed. This is taking human life without batting an eye. In fact, laughing at it. We've got pictures of laughing Israelis after they've killed Palestinians. I mean, come on, this is real stuff.
And they've got the U.S. to back them up. And they got the guns, and they are warlike people in the U.S. to start with. So, you know, they've got all that backing them up, too. Because if that's not enough in Israel, then they've got us. We'll back them up.
Well, we'll back them up or else, because they own us. They own the Congress, the best Congress money can buy. They blackmail, they bribe, they pervert, they corrupt, they twist, they threaten. I know what they did to me over the years, and I know what they've done to others over the years, and all I ever tried to do was point out the difference between pious and decent people of the Jewish religion and the geopolitical malignancy, the deadly malignancy called Zionism. And Thursday on the program, we'll have Rabbi Michael, Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss will be here this time. So I've got it, and he's with Jews Against Zionism. So we'll have another rabbi on the program, and he was on years ago to help explain what's going on. So you folks who are confused about Judaism and why we criticize Zionism, be sure and be here Thursday night. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, but that's very important because there is a very big difference. And I have, in Los Angeles, I have so many Jewish friends that I have had for years. And they are always saying, "Look, don't blame us for what these Zionists are doing. You know, they're doing it to us too."
Yep.
And so, but I have said in the past, I'm saying it again: you need to look at Zionism from an occult, secret society, fraternal order perspective. It has nothing to do with the Jewish people. It has nothing to do with protecting the Jewish homeland. It has to do with secret societies, fraternal orders operating out of Europe, and especially out of the Vatican. There's a lot of heavy-duty, high politics going on for world domination that has nothing to do with Jewish people or Gentile people. This is a secret society, fraternal order agenda that's being worked out on the earth. And it's being presented to us as the poor people who are being mistreated. No, there's something bigger going on here. You need to look at the Knights Templars Masonic order in Europe, the banking fraternities around Europe. What the history?
Well,
of the
Rothschild Zionists. That's the key phrase in all the financial circles. They're it. They run the show.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, you know how excuse me, Jordan, I got to tell us a little story. Take me 30 seconds. How the Rothschilds literally took over England in one day?
Yep.
You know how they did it.
Absolutely.
They're so smart, these people, and they've been at this hundreds and hundreds of years. They sent word back to England.
With a flyer, with the pigeon, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, that with the carrier pigeon.
That's right, that Napoleon had won at Waterloo, the Battle of Waterloo, and the British stock market crashed.
Exactly.
And the Rothschilds walked in and bought it up a penny on the dollar.
That's right.
And the next day when the truth came in, guess who owned the majority of Great Britain's industrial wealth and stocks?
That's right.
That's how they did it. It was a brilliant move. These people are so smart. And if you want to look at a piece on the surface, read the protocols. I challenge all of you. Just read the protocols. And if you want to think they're a forgery, that's fine. But you cannot deny that they spell out in exact detail the general approach to subjugating and taking over most of the damn planet.
Got it. Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm just amazed at how overwhelmingly in your face this thing really is.
Yeah. And, well, the arrogance is staggering. It is it obliterates any chance for most people to even say anything. They own the media. They own the entertainment business. And if you step out of line as a Jew, the Zionists will come after you and kick your butt. And they'll
big
do every
time.
Every synagogue has hardcore Zionists basically at the core. And anybody who stands up and starts speaking out against them, they're in trouble. And so there you go.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. It's a worldwide system. It's an extension of the Mossad, is what basically today's synagogues are, because they have operatives in every one.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Be right back with the great Jordan Maxwell in just a couple of minutes. We're back with Jordan, talking about important issues as always. Okay, what's next on your agenda?
Well,
tonight?
I would like to the audience to know that I'm getting pretty weary of trying to preach to a world that doesn't want to hear. And so I'm more interested now, because of the times in which we're living, to preach to the choir. I'd like to be able to talk to people who want to know, and without having to convince anybody of anything. I just would like to talk to people who are already familiar and want to know more. And so I've been doing this work for many years, but what I've decided to do is I want to have my own research club, a research society, so to speak. And I'm going to be starting this up very soon.
Nice.
So anyone who would like to be a part of what I'm doing, I want to keep this on the private side. Because I've been told by attorneys that if you're doing something in public, the government is empowered to protect the public. But if you're doing something in private, then you have certain protections by law because of your speaking in private to people who want to be there, who are there for that purpose. So that's what I want to do. I'm going to start my own research club, so to speak, or research
Good.
Society.
Open minds wanted.
Yes, exactly. And I have quite literally over 100 boxes of pictures, documents, materials that I've been saving over the years on all kinds of subjects that most people have never heard anything about at all.
Jordan, excuse me. This is between you and I. I'm not going to go into detail. You have them all? The boxes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
all
absolutely. Right. I finally got them back. And it's an enormous amount of research
Good.
Materials.
Yeah.
And now with the advent of the new technology, because all these 50 years I've been doing this, I have not had the computers and the web, et cetera, so to be able to distribute information. But now the technology is there, so what I want to do is to be able to just send out enormous amounts of documents, pictures, research materials on all kinds of subjects that people are not even aware exist. And so I want to do that on the private side. So anyone who wants to be a part of this, just email me. Go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com. But go to contact, because on the home page there is a banner for general information about Jordan. You can put your email in. But I would prefer, if you want to be a part of this particular organization I'm doing and putting together, go on my website to contact and scroll down to the bottom email, which it will tell you is my personal email, and email me that you want to be a part of the research school, the research class, and I'll get back to you myself. So this way I know people who are actually wanting to be a part of what I'm doing. because I'm tired of just putting this stuff out for the world that's not listening. So I want to direct my energies now, because I don't feel I have much more time. I'm 70 years old and I'm very tired, and I want to download everything that I've been working on over the years that I can't mm-hmm. talk about in public.
Right.
And
well, you're going to get it all up there. It'll all be digitized, and you're going
yep.
to, in 50 years, people will be consulting your astonishing legacy. And 100
well,
years, as long as there are people who are still free to do any kind of honest, independent research, you will be an historic figure.
Well, that's what I just hope to be able to put. I have gained so much from so many people over the years. I've been able to, and I've been blessed to be able to sit with writers and researchers and authors and, you know, military people and politicians and all kinds of people around the world, and I've been able to get materials from them, and I also get a lot of things sent to me from around the world, documents and pictures and research stuff
sure.
That secret societies are working on, and somebody leaks it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody sends me all these articles about certain subjects that I've never heard of. And
right.
So I want to download all of that out into the world for people who want to know. So again, just go on my website and go to contact and scroll down to my personal email and tell me you want to be a part of this. I'll
How nice.
You.
Now, you had a really good get-together last weekend, and I guess you're going to do it again in the L.A. area?
Yeah, it was a it turned out to be very nice. It turned out to be and I was not feeling very well, but it turned out to be very good. It was like a dinner. We just had a dinner at a local restaurant, and I think there was like 25 or 27 people. But it was a very cozy arrangement, and everyone was very comfortable. And after dinner, I just sat there and answered questions for a couple of hours, and we talked about all kinds of subjects. And it was kind of just a freewheeling discussion. People were asking all kinds of questions, and I was trying to answer them best I could. And then I guess the next one we're going to do is going to be in Malibu. And so I've got some new, now that I'm feeling a little better, because now that I've got all of my work given back to me from, it was stolen, but it was given back to me. Now that I've got my work back and I'm feeling a little better, I'm getting my health back, I feel like I want to go out and talk with people again after all these years of doing nothing.
Nice.
So this is what I want to do. So if you want to be a part of this, or if you want to come to the next dinner we're going to have and Malibu, then you know, go on to my website again, go to contact, and let me know that you want to be with at the dinner, and we'll get back to you immediately.
Very good. So, okay.
And I want to thank you for giving us a little plug.
So oh, of course.
Know about it.
Not least I could do. Wish I'd have been there. But we get to spend time like this, and all of our listening friends out there, it's like one big get-together. So.
Well, it's true. You're right.
All right.
You're right.
Back in a couple minutes as we continue. Okay, and we're back with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan's website is down for maintenance. It'll be back up and operable about 2 a.m. Eastern Time, which should be 11 o'clock our time, so it'll be right back up. JordanMaxwell.com. You can go there and find out where Jordan is speaking in Malibu coming up, and this is really great. It's an opportunity for you in L.A. to sit down with a man who is truly a legend in his own time, and a legend that will persist for as long as there are free men and women who want to understand what the hell is behind the curtain. And it's it's amazing what's behind the curtain. But as you said earlier, and I'm going to go back and revisit this, the technologies being used on the masses of people who literally wallow in the electronic media is extraordinary, and no one understands it. No one is going to understand it because there's too much denial. There's a cult of denial that has swept through this country. Now, that's not to say that there isn't an awful lot of intuitive understanding that things are very wrong. There is. But what people do is basically go to the electronic media. It's like a drug hit, and they just escape, and they walk away. You there, Jordan?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good. It's all right. Anyway, the idea of mind entrainment and all kinds of technologies is foreign to most people. I'd say 99.5% of Americans hadn't even heard of it. But I think they're using the electromagnetic fields on many different levels. Certainly the cell phone tower networks are a giveaway. It used to be the Gwen towers, but they don't need those anymore. They've got cell phone towers every 200 yards in many cities, which are actually, in many respects, these cities are crazy. Or are they? But what the bottom line is, they're all going Wi-Fi. The whole damn city. They're covering themselves with, ultimately, in more than a few cases, deadly electromagnetic mind-controlling, mind-influencing frequencies, which are embedded and enfolded in these cell towers, not to interfere with the cell phone calls, but what a perfect way to blanket a populace. Just amazing. And then to put it in the electric grid, where every single home, office, everything that's electrified is throwing off, potentially, a low level through the 60 hertz current, mind control technology, which is probably there. I know I told the story about Patrick Lilly and Pat Flanagan and the Lilly Wave and what he saw, and it was in the electronic grid. It didn't get there accidentally. I mean, here's a refined, distinct sine wave in the electromagnetic field of the electric grid. What's it doing there? How did it get there? Anyway, there's so much going on, and the public has they've got to pull themselves up out of the barrel of the mainstream media. If they want to have a chance, they've got to turn off the TV. They've got to start thinking.
Well, and you know, what was that book? I've got it on my website in the on the research page under books, highly recommended materials.
Mm-hmm.
On my website, there's a book called Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television.
Television, yeah, I remember that book.
And it's incredible, fascinating book about how the TV actually, in fact, works and how it was designed from day one to do what it's doing today.
Yeah.
It was designed purposely to put the human mind to sleep while opening up the subconscious mind. And so it's all been very purposely designed and put together by scientists to do exactly what it has done. And you really need to know about that book, Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television.
Great book.
I think the guy's name was Jerry Mander.
Jerry Mander wrote it probably 15 years ago.
But at least that, yeah.
Yeah. What happens is the flicker, now there's much more than just the flicker, but it was the flicker, puts you into an altered state of I guess it's deep alpha, almost theta. It's a theta state. And you at that point can no longer employ your moral judgment on what you're seeing. You don't pass judgment. It just goes straight into your subconscious. So your filters are down, disabled, gone. And it takes about minute and a half the first time you watch TV to become entrained. The next time, it takes just a couple seconds, and then it's almost instantaneous. The next time you're in a room with a bunch of people watching television, try to remember just to pull back, step aside, and just look at their faces. You want to get scared? If that doesn't do it, nothing will.
Yeah, that right. Yeah, and that's why a lot of older people say when they watch television, they fall asleep. And they go to sleep when they're watching TV. Well, they're supposed to. That's what it's actually doing. It's putting the the mind to sleep and electrically with another frequency, opening up the subconscious to put in all kinds of information into the subconscious. It's extraordinary research that was being done back in the 1930s and 40s in Europe and in America. So, you know, we don't even begin to realize how we're being manipulated and exploited technologically. So that's why I've been saying for a long time to turn off the television, turn it off, and start doing some reading and studying to see how you got into this mess. Because it's really quite a story. And so many people are not prepared to intellectually even understand the significance of the times in which we're living.
No.
They just don't have it. And that's scary.
Yep. I've caught myself watching television occasionally. I haven't had television now for 22 years.
Me either.
I was in a Walmart, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and they have these TVs all over the place hanging down from the ceiling, and they're running Walmart commercials and things, and there were people just standing in the aisles.
Yeah, not, just standing
not,
there.
Not moving, and just staring at it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's and right. I watched, and here's the deal, Jordan. I looked up there, and I kind of felt that I had to fight myself off of it. I had to force myself away. It wasn't hard, but I wanted to. There was something in me that wanted to see what happened next. It's the best way I can do it. Now that's to say that there was at the very least. The production values of what we were watching were enticing enough to get people to want to see, hey, what's the next page look like? Of course, nobody reads anymore. But there were people just, they were zombies. Amazing. Yep. Just amazing.
And Hollywood puts out movies about that. You know, they've been making movies for years about how to control the human mind.
Yeah.
And, as a matter of fact, as far back as, the 50s, they were making sci-fi movies like The Body Snatchers.
Great stuff.
You know, where you cannot be taken over unless you fall asleep.
Yep, it's all true. There's the message.
Yep.
And you fall asleep by staring at the tube.
Boy, do you ever.
And your eyes are wide open, but they're shut. Back in a minute with Jordan. Okay, we're back talking with Jordan, which we do a couple times a month, and very honored to be able to do so. I hope all of you who have the ability pay the $5 a month for a year and subscribe. It's $59.90, $60 for the year for access to the archives of this program, and you can go back and listen all the way to 1994 now. We're filling in, but we've gone all the way back to 94 when it started in June. And Jordan's early appearances were, you want to hear some stunning UFO stories? They're classics. They're all there. And it's quite a wonderful library of material. It is, in a way, an audio history of the decline and destruction and deconstruction of the formerly United States of America. It's unlike anything else out there, and we're real proud of it. So you get to hear all those programs anytime you'd like. You get to hear 56K versions of this program live, and so on and so forth. So, all right, what's up next, my friend?
I've had that myself. The subscription from many years. I wouldn't be without it.
Thank you.
All during the day, I want to listen to something. There's nothing to listen to on radio, period. And, of course, there's nothing whatsoever to to watch on television, period. So I just go to Rinse.com and get some of the radio shows from years ago. Fascinating stuff, because it's all very relevant even today.
This is amazing, isn't it, when you, you hear something 8, 6, 8, 10, 12 years ago predictive of what we're doing and what we're seeing. That's amazing.
And a lot of that information is priceless stuff that, that people were able to talk about back then that we're not hearing much of anymore.
No, so, true. No, less, actually, less and less.
There every are, day is less and
there
less.
Are, unfortunately, and well, I don't, maybe that's not the right word. Pretty soon, I think more people will have their own blog radio shows than won't. Everyone's going to have a show. Everyone's going to be a star. And all that does is water down the impact of the potential, because they take the good guests and kind of wring them out. They get too much exposure, and the guests get tired, and they don't want to do radio anymore. And so it, it cuts both ways. But there are some really good radio programs out there. Not many, because the celebrity hosts are hung up on themselves too often, and that's a big problem. Here, the information is king, and the guests are the stars of the program, not me. And so it's different here, and I think that's why the archives are so important, and thanks for saying that. Okay.
Yeah, because it is true that I know in my own case I've turned down hundreds of radio interviews from different, you know, shows, and I appreciate everyone writing and wanting me to be on the show, but I've become jaded in that field. I'm not interested in just doing a radio show for the sake of doing radio. I'm tired of it. So if I'm going to do a show, very seldom, but if I'm going to do one, I want to do a show on a channel that is really important to me, and I feel that it's important, and doing something legitimately on a, in a big way. And that's why I was really happy when we decided that I could come on your program once a month, because I consider this program to be the premier one that you know, I was on many years ago.
And, thank you, Jordan.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
So
that's I appreciate
that. That's why we're. That's why I'm very happy to do this show. And there's others that are very nice too, and I appreciate them, and I do those shows too. But the Jeff Rinse show is one that I've been in love with for many, many years, so I'm just happy that we could still do it together.
Well, my friend, thank you very much. All right.
The other thing I wanted to throw in is that you mentioned that my website was down, and I think that's awful suspicious. You know,
it does ring a bell there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Here I am saying to people to contact me for some special club I'm doing, and all of a sudden my website goes down. I didn't even know it until you mentioned it.
Yeah, I didn't know it either until one of our listeners wrote me.
It'll
be back up tonight, and I would urge all of you who really treasure this man to visit his website tomorrow and consider joining this wonderful new thing. By the way, we spoke about Zionism early, and some of the daffiest, craziest, most dangerous Zionists, and probably the most numerous, easily in America, are the 30-plus million Christian evangelical Zionists.
Oh, God.
Those people
I don't
are
even
the...
Want
no, I know.
Don't even want to talk about that subject. It's so nauseating to me.
That very dangerous and kind of frightening man, William Crystal, and another have started a new organization, and their goal is to go after, cater to, entice, and organize that entire group to become yet another tentacle of organized Zionist oppression. So they're
frightening.
Yeah, it is. Damn frightening.
Absolutely. Yeah, because when you know, unfortunately, the masses of the people will never be privy to know what's going on behind closed doors and organized religion. And I've been looking at this for all these years, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely frightening when you see what organized religion really is. And when you have, like, as I have had, I've had FBI agents call me and talk to me about my work in relation to religions and churches. And they said, the FBI agent in San Diego called me, and I've told you this before, and said that when you talk about the church in America, what you're talking about is organized crime at the highest level, because behind these large churches are fraternal orders, banking fraternities who are promoting their agenda under the guise of religion, and they are nothing more than criminals, well-organized, highly financed criminal empire. And this is, I'm just sitting and listening to an FBI agent telling me that your biggest problem is going to come from talking about the churches and religion, because these are organized criminals. And that was a long time ago. Since then, I have come to know that what he was saying is exactly right. It is a criminal empire.
Yeah.
And it's being financed heavily.
Oh, yeah.
And when and another thing, if you go on like TBN or any of these other shameless, silly networks and watch the audience as the performers, entertainers, are jumping around on the stage and singing all their hymns and dancing and cracking bricks with their heads, we need to get the attention of people, not giving the human being anything of any intrinsic value, but just entertaining them for entertainment purposes,
right,
thinking about the Lord and all that stuff. Watch the faces of the people. They are loving it. They can't get enough of this. They would give them money. They would do anything to be a part of the totally nonsensical treason going on in America. And that's why I have thrown up my hands with the public, because I don't think the public has the wherewithal to deal with the real realities of human life that I've been looking at for many years, you've been talking about for many years, but you can tell by looking at the people in the audience in these churches, they have no idea in the world what's going on. They're there to be entertained, to watch the actors with the diamond rings and the hairdos and God, when you look at that Paul and Jan Krauss jumping on the stage and she's crying about poor people here. And you know, I was told many years ago by a guy who worked in government that some of these television shows you'll see at night, these infomercials where they collect money for the poor children in Africa and the poor children here, and they show them with their little stomachs all bulging out and their you know, skin and bones, and if you want to donate to these little children.
What a
and
scam.
I was told by a guy on the inside of government that he said, just go and watch it. But just remember that these things are being financed by the CIA, by operations out of the CIA, who are collecting money for black projects.
Interesting.
And you'd be surprised how many people are just sending in money, never realizing for a moment it's a CIA operation to get money for some kind of a black project that they're working on that they didn't get their funding. So they go on and put the little crippled children in Africa, and that gets a lot of money, and 90% of it goes to some black ops, and the rest of it goes to the guys who are running this scam.
Yeah, they pay themselves exorbitant salaries, and they have business costs, and so their net profit that they can actually give to the intended is virtually zero. Did you see David Dee's latest piece at Rents.com? About got the Pope up there and a priest, and there are lots of little children around. See, the net, the web that holds these people together, and they all have something on each other, because there's pedophilia and sexual depravity is rampant in the churches, especially the Catholic Church. And that's the key that holds the, it's like bribery. You step out of line, you're toast. So, I mean, it's bad. But take a look at that picture, David, another brilliant representation, which dovetails perfectly with what you're talking about, Jordan.
Yep.
All right, my friend, thank you very much. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, and all I would say to the audience is just go back on my website as soon as it comes up and let me know if you want to be a part of my school.
Great.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Be well, my friend. All right. What a great man. What a brilliant man. All right. Thank you for being here tonight. Glad you were along. We'll be back tomorrow night, of course, with much more. Jeffrey Smith will be here tomorrow night to bring us the latest on the war against the genetic destruction of seeds and plants and crops upon which we depend to remain relatively free of disease. Unfortunately, they don't work that way. Back with you tomorrow night.